Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love?
Welcome. That was part of Panache Desai's 8-Minute Soul Jump Start. And that's the start for our show today. Receiving, receiving, and just jumping into that receiving with open arms. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Living Eden. I'm Sharon Walker, your host. And Living Eden is the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance. Always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. So I'm going to play one more time this receiving from Panache's Soul Jumpstart. So let's receive again.
Good, let's anchor those in one more time. Energize, receive it, enthusiastic, receive it, engage, receive it, you're confident, receive it, you're sparkling, receive it, you're healthy, receive it, you're joyful, receive it, you're vibrant. Receive it, you're beautiful. Receive it, you're optimistic. Receive it, you're intuitive. Receive it, you're creative. Receive it, you're magical. Receive it, you're happy. Receive it, you're sexy. Receive it, you're loving. Receive it, you're wealthy. Receive it, you're expressive. Receive it, you're colorful. Receive it, you're amazing. Receive it, you're calm. Receive it, you're prolific.
Just open your arms and receive yourself on all those levels. And thank you, Panache Desai, for this beautiful jumping into our soul. Take a breath into that. Ah. jumping into all aspects of our soul, all those that he brought up and more, because we're infinite. And doing it from the summer solstice energy and the Venus Stargate involvement in that. And I invite you, if you want to look up a lot of information about that, to go to Chirona.com. She's got lots of it. But anyway, this summer solstice energy will be very vibrant and very powerful for another week and a half or along that line. And it's one of 72 solstices of this type that happen every 26,000 years. And right now, it's really important that we receive all of this energy because we, as a human race, are on the edge or in the after having been born into the New Eden and feeding ourselves the strength to keep creating it. And we're going to talk some more about that today. So the summer solstice is part of the energy for this show. And the jumpstart energy, these two things are in our energy bowl. And also, my friend and I, who do the 13 Moon Oracle archetypes, have moved ourselves into the energy of the Creator-Destroyer. So we've moved from the Priestess energy, drawing it with us, and joining the Creator-Destroyer. And her chant is, I focus, I create. Through focusing, we create. Through focusing, we co-create together even more powerfully. And in this time in our history, we need to be doing it together. It's all about the oneness together. And her qualities are power of creation and destruction. And oneness, non-duality, liberation, destroyer of illusions, tantra, transformation. And the transformation now is hot and heavy because we need the clear connection to our own divine self in total empowerment right now. Creative chaos? Yes, chaos is creative. It's when things move into chaos that we can change everything. Impartiality, dismantling, catalyst, non-resistance, purification. So she fits this solstice and this time on the planet perfectly. And her shadow is victim thinking. Do you think you're a victim? Think again. Not taking complete responsibility for the creation of your reality. That's when you become a victim. Unresolved anger and rage, self-destructiveness, attachment, jealousy, revenge, and obsessive emotions. One of her symbols is volcanoes and cosmic dancer and blood and skulls. Her animal totems are lion, eagle, and vulture. Her element is earth, fire. And her sacred tools are the crystal skull and the labrys, which is a double-headed axe. And her archetypes are Kalima, Pele, Tibetan Dakinis, Seredwin, Sekhemet, Durga, Britomartis, Kotalku, and Parvati. So I would invite you to check out any of these things from their standpoint of their spiritual symbolism and who and what they are. So So let's take another deep breath. And now we have the jumpstart music and all those aspects of ourself we've received and we may continue to receive. And we have the solstice energy and the creator-destroyer energy making the energy bowl for today and our breath and all the aspects of the divine you wish to call in. So the breath we will be breathing is the drawing, breathing in of the divine and the letting go of what keeps us from knowing who we are until we get to breathing in the divine and breathing out our divine self into the embrace of the divine source and us. Divine source being thrilled to embrace us, knowing who we are, especially. And including the galactic breath. So we are going to be breathing in using the galactic breath and the receiving of the divine breath, the oxytocin breath, if you wish to call it that, also together. So breathing in big and full and deep through your heart, through the Earth's heart, through the galactic heart, inside of the cosmic divine source heart. Breathing in the divine. Full and big and deep into your belly, your chest, your neck, your head. And breathing out with the ah breath. Releasing what holds you back from being, from knowing who you are. And breathing in that galactic breath, breathing in the source, holding for 3 seconds, and releasing all that blocks you through the oxytocin breath. Your energy entering back into your bodies, flowing back down through you, through your chest, down through your hips and your thighs and your legs and your feet, down into the ground, into the volcanic center of the earth. And breathing in again your galactic breath. Breathing in the source, holding it for 3 seconds, and releasing yourself into the arms of the divine. As you move down through yourself, being more and more present so that you and the divine source are present fully in each other's embrace. So delicious. And I invite you to call in 909-533-8401. Excuse me. I still have this cough. And I apologize for the coughing today. So, breathing again, sweetly and gently, loving yourself in this huge energy bowl, bringing your shadow into the bowl for it to be loved and embraced by the Black Madonna, the Great Mother, and transformed. And I want to touch on the seal of encodement. The children of the sun in their I Am Avatar program are now in on the third module. And the third module is the seal of encodement. And the purpose of this module is to get you moved beyond the body's memory fields. The memory fields we have keep us bound to a limited blueprint of who we are. And if you keep breathing that breath that we did, in the energy that we did it in, that will be a very powerful way of unbounding your blueprint, which is programmed by hereditary traits, belief systems, and human habits. So this particular seal of encodement is recoding, repatterning, and reprogramming the energetic matrix of all of us as we move through it. Now, I'm talking about a program that has a podcast to it that is free. And you can go into Children of the Sun, to the I Am Avatar page, and you can sign up for the Morphogenesis program and do the podcast for free. There are parts of the program that you can add in if you want that you have to pay for, but the podcasts are free. And so you can be a part of all this energy that way. And through this third module, you'll also self-empower the activation of your body of light. And that breathing is one way to do that. You'll install your higher dimensional energy system, connect more of your crystalline circuitry. We're full of crystals, and we can reprogram them. Crystals are very programmable. They're already programmed with our stuff, and we can reprogram them. And we can recode our DNA and activate the dormant DNA that in the past and still now by many scientists is called junk. But it is not junk. It's just inactive, dormant DNA. And we can recode. That's how powerful we are. We can do this. And doing it all together makes it easy. And we can build within ourselves a stronger life force energy field. In talking about this crystalline, this emerging new crystalline matrix, it's like the caterpillar in a chrysalis. Crystallization is a vibration achieved through very personal metamorphic processes. And if you just copy, we're talking about moving into fearless living, moving into living Eden, moving into living life as miracles. And if you think about the caterpillar and how when it wraps itself up in that cocoon and goes inside, it has special cells that become active and recreate it into a butterfly. And that is what we're talking about doing, fully accessing our spectrum of DNA encodement to expand into a vaster expression of our beingness. And that's how we do it. Be our own chrysalis butterfly. And then we'll be building our crystalline matrix, which is like an evolutionary ladder that makes the transition into our multidimensionality. which means that we see beyond the veil of the physical world. So we have to have a different kind of body makeup to do that. It has to be less dense and be able to function with more subtle, finer vibrations. And that comes from our blueprint being redone through energetic biochemistry within our body, things that we've just been talking about, that supports expanded DNA structure. And it links your human self with your higher etheric counterpart. And if you don't understand any of this, just be in silence and ask Spirit to do it. Say, you surrender. This is what you want. Show me the way. Do it with me and for me and through me. And in the energy that everyone else is doing it in, will support you. And this will recode your DNA. You know, say, I want you to recode my DNA to this higher self, to these new perceptions, consciously engaging this living intelligence of your DNA. You can have a conversation with it and just give it permission to recode itself. It knows where it's going. It's already. And one of the things that activates it is things like the jumpstart we did in the beginning. That kind of energy, that high fun energy. And receiving the fullness of yourself. And bliss. Bliss is the prime fundamental vibration of creation. And we need to activate our bliss blueprint. It's the eternal, forever, unchanging reality that permeates the universe. It's our birthright. It equates us to the highest level of natural ecstasy and a sense of total connectedness. And it is the most central of all truths. And bliss illuminates a clear path back to the totality of your God self. So another definition for enlightenment is simply to vibrate yourself in your bliss-driven blueprint of all that is. And just notice in your life, what makes you happy? What makes your being to the center of your being, your heart, your spirit, what makes you happy? And be that. Give yourself a way to function in that every day, even if you can only figure out how to do it for a minute. Start wherever you can start. At whatever level of bliss you can activate, and it will grow. Give it permission. Talk to it. Your bliss blueprint is alive. Your DNA is alive. And they can commune with you. You can commune with them. So talk to it. Be present to it. Have a conversation. Dance with it. Fly with it. Sing with it. Run with it. Play with it. And let that blueprint activate your union with all that is as yourself in that breath that we do too. So I invite you to go to Children of the Sun and listen to the podcasts on all of this for free. And use them. And when you're listening to them or listening to this program, let it enter inside of you and feel what it says inside of you. What is it saying to your heart? What is it saying to your blood? What is it saying to your heartbeat and the spirals in your blood? What is it saying to your bones, to your muscles, to your skin, to your eyes, to your hearing, to your touch, to your breath? What is it saying? Listen. Have fun with that. What an amazing meditation to be having, listening to all of that. So let's take a breath now. Big, deep breath, galactic breathing, and oxytocin release. And feel your energy engaging with all we have just connected with consciously about ourselves. In another breath, galactic breath, into your pineal gland, out through your spine. Letting that energy connection through your spine enter all of your nerves and organs and heartbeat and blood and bones and all your energy systems, activating them all in new levels. Amen. Alleluia. And inviting the creator-destroyer energy to be active in all of that. In all of her amazing, I focus, I create. And I also want to share with you from Braveheart Women, who I'm now an online anchor for, they are putting on, I don't remember if I shared this with you last week, but even so, they're putting on Rise 2015, which is going to be in Nazaré, Portugal, from October 7th to the 10th. And you can go to the website and check Rise out. It's about growing and evolving personally and professionally, discovering new life paths for exploration, doing all this with sisters who are all together celebrating in the kind of energy that we're talking about today, embracing new possibilities for prosperity creation, enriching your life in the company of like-hearted women. There's nothing like that. Nourishing your soul with inspiring speakers and amazing entertainment, learning ways to collaborate for global enhancement. You will be part of a potentially awesome 4-day collaboration celebration in a place that I have been told is one of the most beautiful places on earth, Nazaré, Portugal. And I have been talking to one of my Braveheart Women sisters who lived there for 5 months and fell in love with it and couldn't say enough about how amazing and beautiful and loving it is. So I invite you to look into that, even if you only do it to know about it, to connect with the energy and bring that energy into your life. Bring it into your meditation. Bring it into where you live, into the area you live in. Bring it into our planet so that that energy is embraced, honored, known, and enhanced, and exploded all over our planet. So I'm all excited about Rise. I'm thinking about going. I need a lot of things to happen, and if I'm supposed to go, they will all happen. So let's take another breath in to rise. Rise in Nazaré, Portugal. Inspirational, life-changing experience with incredible women. And take your galactic breath into your pineal gland and hold it. And oxytocin breath out. Down through your body, through your spine, out into your systems, down through your feet, down through your Earth Star, below your feet, into the volcanic essence at the center of our planet, exploding all this energy of Rise and energy of the Seal of Encodement into the inside of our Earth like a life-giving injection of love and power and abundance and joy and fun and everything wonderful. And another breath. How juicy. Oxytocin breathing. Galactic breathing. How juicy. How sexy. How sensual. Really noticing it in your body. And our sensual, sexual center of our chakras is our co-creative center, our abundance center. So put your hand on your belly, just below your navel, and let's do that breath again. Breathing in the galactic breath. Holding it in your pineal gland. And breathing it out through your spine into your belly. And stirring it all up sensually, juicily. Alivening everything in you and in the planet, and on the planet. Okay. I want to take this time again to invite people, 909-533-8401, to join us online on the studio. And share anything you would like to put into our final meditation when we bring everything together. One of the things I want to put in it is we're selling our house. And our house is what they call underwater, supposedly, not worth any more what we paid for it and how much we have left to pay on it. So we may be looking at doing a short sale. And we have a wonderful person, real estate person, who's leading us through all of this. And I want to put our process in that. And I want to bless the bank and all people involved in this process and call in the new owners. Okay, so whatever you want to put in there, start putting it in now. And I'm going to draw a card, like I said today. I have a deck of the 13 Moon Oracle Archetypes. And I am going to draw a card for today from this deck and put that energy into our energy bowl also. So it will be an energy besides the Creator Destroyer that we are using for our planet and our individual lives today. Now, I picked the card Embrace, which is a frequency of burgundy. And breathe into that for a minute while I look it up here. And it's part of, it's the frequency and the color of the Great Mother, burgundy. Its energies are earthiness, fertility, embodied, grounded, abundant, and creative. And remember, grounded means being present in your body. And that's the only way we can create from. So I'm going to read a little, some of this to you about the oracle for the frequency of burgundy, which is embrace. Receiving this burgundy frequency in our reading heralds our entrance into a fertile cycle of self-expression, creative output, and birth. Exactly what we've been talking about all during this call. Receiving this card is a call to embodiment. This is a frequency supportive of bringing your ideas and visions into tangible form. They have to be brought through from the ethers, through into the planet and manifest, become tangible. If your energy is spacey, uncommitted, or untethered, drawing this card invites you to buy a wine red rose or a garnet to commune with this color frequency to receive its gift of grounding. You can also get yourself a crystal vibrations jewelry bracelet that will hold that energy for you if you feel so led. Both exude a feeling of earthy, rich, substantial power. Garnets hold a powerful magnetic frequency, pulling awareness to center, like the womb drawing energy inward just before a woman's moon. Receiving this card is a call to move inward, bringing your energy back to the center of being. If you chose this card, you are being called to consciously create from this source frequency of burgundy. What is calling to be creatively birthed through you at this time? What field in your life is fertile for new growth and creative expression? There is a divine opulence. I love that word, opulence. I invite you to dance with divine opulence. A connection to abundant supply that you can tap into by focusing on this frequency of burgundy. You might even want to get a, what do you call it? Oh, I can't even think of the name of it right now. But anyway, dancing with money energy is a very wonderful way to open up the receiving of money in your life. You can put on a Mexican hat dance for yourself. You can put a big hat on the floor and dance around it, do the Mexican hat dance. Wear something wild that will change your expression with your finances and your connection with them. Burgundy in a frequency that emanates and feels like the comfort and nurturing arms of a beloved friend's embrace. Embrace means stretching beyond your own edges or vulnerability to include, stretching to include. Ask yourself, what is calling for the gift of embrace or inclusion in my life at this time? To fully embrace requires impartiality. Oh gosh, that is so important. Which is one of the three main tributaries, along with acceptance and equanimity. Three main tributaries to freedom. Freedom, freedom. What have you judged or separated from that is asking for impartiality? And one thing for me is I've judged the bank who has our mortgage. And that's why I asked for blessings for them today. That I release them from my judgment and free them. Embrace is a tool for continual expansion, as partiality implies limits and contraction. Only in paradoxical relationship to impartiality does embrace take on the depth of its actual meaning and power. What is revealed about what you are genuinely presently feeling by looking out through the lens of the frequency of Burgundy? So that is our card from the goddess that we are going to put in the energy bowl with us. So now let's do our final meditation. Let's call in the energy from the jump start and all the receiving that we did. Let's call in the energy from the solstice. The energy from the creator-destroyer. I focus, I create. Earth and fire. All of her qualities. And her symbols. Hold on a minute. I'm going to take a drink of water. Thank you. And breathe, continually breathing in the meditation, our galactic breath, and presencing yourself through the breath in your body, embracing the divine and the divine embracing you. We'll take a breath right now. Feeling our breath traveling with the embrace of the divine together, which becomes grace. And the flowing energy of grace and the sacred marriage with every cell, every space, every organ, every energy system every thought, every bone, everything that makes up our whole being, our DNA, things that we don't even know about, our organs, our skin, our muscles, everything. Meeting it one-on-one, recognizing its divinity, and you and the divine in it, all embracing in this dance of grace and flow. And I have another song to add into this from the Shift movie trailer.
From a bend into a new world coming through. Keep your mind on it. Shine your light on it. Don't give up on it. Cause you know who you want it to. I'm talking about this new world. 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 Talking about the new world. New world coming through. Keep your mind on it. Shine your light on it. Don't give up on it. Cause you know who you want it to. Talking about this new world. Talking about this new world. Don't give up on it.
And that energy in this meditation too. The energy of the new world already here. Already enjoying it. And the energy of the seal of encodement that children of the sun have opened. And the energy of Rise 2015 as we lead up to it. And the energy of Nazar, Portugal, that it will be residing in. So taking in another breath. And I will see you next week. Bye for now.